From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. The U.S. military says it dropped the most powerful non-nuclear bomb in its arsenal in Afghanistan. A Pentagon statement said the bomb was dropped Thursday on an Islamic State tunnel complex in the Achin district of the Nangarhar province near the border with Pakistan. The device, called the Massive Ordnance Air Blast Bomb, contains 11 tons of explosives. Based on its acronym, the U.S. Air Force calls it the mother of all bombs. Pentagon spokesman Adam Stump said it was the first use of the bomb in a combat situation. President Donald Trump said the airstrike in Afghanistan was another successful event.
If you look at what's happened over the last 8 weeks and compare that really to what's happened over the last 8 years, you'll see there's a tremendous difference, tremendous difference. So we have incredible leaders in the military and we have incredible military, and we are very proud of them. And this was another very, very successful mission.
He also answered questions about his expectations of Chinese President Xi Jinping's role in curbing North Korea's nuclear ambitions.
I have really gotten to like and respect, as you know, President Xi. He's a terrific person. We spent a lot of time together in Florida, and he's a very special man. So we'll see how it goes. I think he's going to try very hard.
President Donald Trump. An errant airstrike by the U.S.-backed coalition killed 18 allied soldiers who were fighting in the Islamic State militant group in northern Syria. U.S. Central Command, which directs U.S. forces in the Middle East, said allied forces members inadvertently carried out the attack Tuesday south of Tabqa. This is VOA News.